Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Today, the Supreme Court did two things on the same-sex marriage front. They cleared the way for married gay couples to receive federal benefits and allowed the resumption of same-sex marriage in California. And throughout the day, we'll be getting reaction to the court's decision. Andrew Cherlin is a Johns Hopkins University professor and an expert in the sociology of families and public policy. And he joins us now to talk about what he calls a historic shift in how Americans view marriage. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us.
Very nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I just heard Doug Gansler, our attorney general, say that he believes this is the fastest moving social change issue in the country right now.
Well, I've been studying trends in family and personal life for a few decades now, and I can't remember an issue that's moved so fast, so quickly, as this one. I also can't remember an issue that has such a big age difference. You know, most young people think that gay marriage is just fine. It's only the older folks who are against it these days.
And there's a geographic issue, too, I guess, as well. And now we're starting to really see the states who don't have legalized same-sex marriage. Do you think we'll start to see them stand out more and more?
There are 31 states that have constitutional amendments against same-sex marriages. I think what's going to happen is most of the rest of the 19 will have same-sex marriage if they don't already have it. And then very gradually, I think we'll see some of those constitutional amendments be reversed over the next decade or so.
Okay, this is your expertise. Why is this happening now? I mean, 20 years ago, Democrats, Republicans, you name it, you know, they supported this Defense of Marriage Act.
I think it's because we have a different sense of what marriage is all about these days. You know, marriage used to be about children. And if it was centered on children, there was an argument for saying the partner should be of the opposite sex, even though, of course, some gay families have children. But today, marriage is more about love and companionship and commitment. Once you make that change, that shift in how you think about marriage, there's much less reason to deny it to people just because they happen to be of the same sex.
Now, you say that marriage is more about love and commitment, yet the divorce rate is still very high.
Divorce rate is high, but it's actually gone down from a peak of 20 or 30 years ago, especially among people with college degrees who seem to have the income these days to get jobs and make their marriages work. So divorce is a bit down. Not everybody gets married, but it's still highly valued by everybody.
So do you say that the more educated the society becomes, the more committed they are to marriage?
I'm saying the more educated they are, the more likely they are to have decent jobs these days. And I think that's a key to why college-educated people are getting married and staying married. The problem for people with less education, I think, is they can't find the factory jobs that they had when Sparrows Point was operating a few decades ago that allowed them to get and stay married, too.
How much do you focus on the Supreme Court? They're trying to interpret a constitution, uphold a constitution, but they also have to change with the times. How fascinated are you by that, and how much do you look into that?
I'm fascinated by Chief Justice Roberts. The Proposition 8 decision was one where they took the narrowest possible decision that would not reverse California, that would allow gay marriage to happen there. But it's one in which Roberts said, I'm not going to go any further than California. He, in a very measured way, I think, is trying to deal with these issues slowly and try to control them. But he knows that he's going to see many more of them over the next few years.
Do you think we're going to see many more groups rise up who will stage a challenge?
I think groups will stage a challenge, but I think they won't be successful. I think the tide has turned, and I don't see any going back. I think that as the views of younger Americans become more prevalent as they age, I think we'll see greater and greater support. I think this is a historic moment, a watershed moment for how we think about marriage and how we do it in this country.
Andrew Cherlin, Johns Hopkins University professor, expert in sociology and families and public policy, we appreciate you joining us.
You're very welcome.